This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Join us at 855-450-FREE and you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. 855-450-3733. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you here in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And we'll start out here tonight with interesting headline. Why I can no longer support Hillary Clinton, as written at the Huffington Post. Now, Huffington Post is a website for those that are
not exactly
unfamiliar.
Known for its conservative bend.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a liberal-leaning website, although I've seen articles from folks like Radley Balco, who's definitely a libertarian there.
But he's not talking about, he's talking about police abuses generally.
Generally.
That's going to appeal to a liberal audience.
Right. So Cesar Vargas is the writer here. He's the writer, director, advocate, strategist, cultural critic, and founder of Uplift.com.
Oh my, he's not exactly a conservative either.
He says, it took me a long time to write this. I had to dig deep into my being to come up with these words. I'm recanting my endorsement of Hillary Clinton, and he links to it because I guess he had written an article previously endorsing her, for the presidency. I'm aware of how vindictive Clintonians can be. I'm not speaking about the Clintons themselves, but of those surrounding them. Perhaps the saying is true, and I, you know what, I didn't look this one up, so Mark, you know Spanish, so help me out here. Dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres. I know dime is give to me, con is with.
I'm sorry, I'm not looking at it, buddy. No, I can't tell you.
You can't hear it?
No.
No? Okay. Well, we'll see if Google Translate knows what it means. Anyway, your staff, your donors, your surrogates, and those you surround yourself with are a reflection of who you truly are, no? If not, why not curb any unacceptable behavior? Silence, indifference, or inaction is as incriminatory, at least to me, he says. There's been no repudiation, let alone denunciation, of what was said in those emails. Just denial, finger-pointing, and doublespeak. To appoint the very same folks who carried out many malicious behaviors to tip the scales for Hillary is just as unpardonable. Why reward unethical behavior? It's mind-boggling, he says. I rebuke with my heart, mind, and soul all the twisted narratives of sexism, misogyny, racism, and classism laid at our feet. Though some of them are legitimate, most were used to derail valid grievances from our communities and completely erase us. Our voices were drowned out by empty accusations, by a nefarious usage of identity politics recommended by one of our own, no less. That is a bamboozling of POC and unsuspecting allies.
People of color.
Thank you for that.
And so what he's saying here is he's speaking as a, I assume, a brown person, mm-hmm. right, Vargas? And yep. He's saying that all this racist talk about Trump is bad somehow? That's what he's saying? That's what it sounds like he's saying.
I think from other contexts, what it means is whenever he makes, let's say, Trump makes a comment about loving tacos and people say, oh, he's racist. What this guy is saying is that's not racist and it takes meaning away from the word. Like how whenever someone says, oh, Trump is literally Hitler, a lot of Jewish people and Holocaust survivors say, no, he's not. That's taking away importance from what we had to go through. And it's, we're using it as some cheap political tactic. That's what I think he's saying.
No, I don't think he's talking about Trump here. One of his links to something about Bernie Bros, which is
a
narrative, according to Glenn Greenwald, by pro-Clinton journalists. So what he seems to be referring to here is the internal conflicts within the Democratic Party.
Okay. I remember Bernie Bros, and what it was accusations that Bernie Sanders supporters were on Twitter and on the internet, who called Bernie Bros, were sexist mm-hmm. because they go around and saying all kinds of horrible, awful things about Hillary Clinton. And, some people suspected that it was just like, a smear job, like with some of these Veritas videos pointed out, just to, discredit Sanders and the supporters.
So he goes on, many of us have been groundlessly accused of being politically illiterate, of having a conscience, and of being idealistic for expecting fairness, as if caring about our fellow human beings and we was such a bad thing.
Yeah, well, this is one thing that amazes me, is that, you know, people will support the rigor in order to stop literally Hitler from getting in power. So the fact that Hillary Clinton was, at the very least, attempted to rig the Democratic national, the Democratic nomination for president, if, no, she won it, but that, and she rigged it. Now, that doesn't mean that the rigging resulted in the winning. I'm willing to concede that point. But who cares? What she's shown is a propensity for dishonesty. And that's a real problem for a lot of people. I got to say, you know, dishonesty is the worst thing. Now, do I consider Donald Trump to be a particularly honest individual? No. I think he is, you know, slippery with the truth, that he bends reality in his own mind to you know, to fill whatever is convenient at a given time. I think a lot of people do that. But I think that Hillary is a calculating politician.
Of course she is.
And like a, you know, the apex of that sort of creature, which is to say one of the worst creatures in the world, one of the most, you know, vindictive, awful creatures in the world. The ones that are, by the way, responsible for the most deaths, the kind of people that can get into power and frankly shouldn't be. As long as there's power, people who are good at getting in power and shouldn't be in power are always going to go for that stuff.
Absolutely. He goes on to say, without our love for others, without empathy, we are nothing but empty vessels, carcasses without souls, worthy of none of the things we cherish the most. Fairness is ingrained in our brains. If you don't really care much for it, then you might just be a psychopath or made sociopath. There's no going around that. Are you one? I hope not. He says Bernie Sanders was treated horribly by the Democratic National Committee.
Sure was, but he got his payoff. He just bought his third house. Bernie Sanders wasn't treated horribly. Bernie Sanders cha-ching cashed in. It's you people who supported him as though he was some kind of icon of
purity.
Yeah, purity. And I'll give you that he's been pretty good on his politics, but he's never really shown himself to be anything but a politician. I would like to introduce to you Dr. Ron Paul. Take a look at his campaign from 2008 and take a look at his campaign from 2012 and show me the payoff. Because I can show you Bernie Sanders' third house on Lake Placid.
And Sanders, he always worked, or for most of his life, he worked for the government compared to Ron Paul, who was an actual doctor and actually contributed to society for a while.
Helps people. Exactly. Sanders was treated horribly by not just the DNC, though, but also the Clinton crew and the Obama administration, and by proxy, many of us were also stung, without any apologies. In fact, we received nothing but contempt from the Clinton campaign and her surrogates. They then expected us to fall in formation.
Yeah, they do. They believe they own you. That's what, not just the Clintons, the Republicans, too. I can tell you that if I spoke to Republicans, I told them I'm voting for Gary Johnson because I don't want Clinton to win, then they're going to be, like, breathlessly trying to convince me that I need to vote for Trump. And, sorry, you don't own my vote.
He says many of us did fall in formation. I said I would endorse Hillary if she won the primary fair and square, and I did.
But she didn't win the primary fair and square.
But that was before I got a hold of all the highly unethical things that happened to get her to win. He says, I'm not telling you not to vote for her. I'm aware of what's at stake. The Supreme Court and petulant man-child that might quicken the apocalypse. There he's talking about Trump.
Yes.
He says, I know. I'm telling you that I'm no longer endorsing her. Vote with your conscience, vote strategically, or don't. It's your prerogative. I've seen how our heroes, activists, journalists, and celebrities have completely sold their souls to support something no person with an iota of morality would do. I've seen them say and do things to derail candidates who would have been a million times better for those less fortunate around us. It's unfortunate most pretend to fight the establishment, to act like they love the people more than they love the struggle and the relevance that it brings them. I'm not one of those, and I won't continue to be until the good Lord takes me. Yes, I'm heartbroken, I'm angry, I'm defeated, but I will rise and continue to advocate for you, for my people, for those that don't have a voice. But I refuse to be a pawn, a conduit of their oppression, of their disenfranchisement, of their brutalization, of their exploitation, of their lives and deaths. That's what a Hillary Clinton endorsement means to me. You may vote for whomever you wish or don't, but please think of the repercussions before you cast it and never stop holding elected officials and their water bearers accountable for how they've treated, treat, and will continue to treat you and me.
You know, your endorsement, is really strong, and I can see why he would withdraw it.
Good for him. Toll-free number tonight for you to join us here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll talk about a private city, like apparently for real.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and into you can take control of the airwaves. You may dial in here toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio with you, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
We'll go right back into your phone calls and thoughts here in a moment, but also want to let you know about Bitcoin Unlimited. This is the new Bitcoin client that's competing with the main Bitcoin Core client. Now, what that means is if Bitcoin Unlimited is successful, meaning that if a bunch of the miners of Bitcoin, if a bunch of the users of Bitcoin adopt this new standard, then that'll mean that Bitcoin's block size will increase. Now, there's a group of people inside Bitcoin that Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, believes are the greatest threat to Bitcoin. These are the people that want to hold the block size to its current 1 megabyte limit. Now, this block size has to do with how many Bitcoin transactions Bitcoin can handle as a network in a certain given amount of time, as I understand it.
Yeah.
And so there's kind of like this internal struggle over which direction Bitcoin should go. Should it scale up? Should it get, you know, be able to become larger? Or should it stay as it is? And so the people supporting Bitcoin Unlimited are saying, yes, let's make this thing bigger. Let's get more competitive with Visa and MasterCard. If you want to get behind Bitcoin Unlimited or learn more about it, go to bitcoinunlimited.info. By the way, via BTC, which is the fifth largest miner in the world, has switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. And at that time, Bitcoin prices spiked 5%. Now, maybe that was a coincidence, but some observers don't think so. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. Learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. As we go to your calls here, and we'll start with Skype, where Chad is on the line. Chad, where are you calling from tonight?
Sarasota, Florida, guys.
Oh, right on. That's where we're from originally.
Just got through Carpocalypse trying to get here. So.
All right.
But it's, are the Yankees all down already?
Oh, man. It's they come earlier every year, Mark, as you know.
Well, so they get older.
Yeah, sure. And they can't not smash into each other. It's impossible.
Yeah, there's those late model Lincolns and Buicks. They should be required to have like inflatable inner tubes around them.
I could not agree more. I advocate for that law, Mark. I'm pushing for it.
All right. What's on your mind, Chad?
Mark, I sent you an email a few days back about India. A lot of urbanization's going on there, but in particular, there's a what I would refer to as a pure anarcho-capitalist city. And since I agree with you guys on 99% of things, and we disagree on the basic economic philosophy, that's the point that we have to contend and battle at.
Absolutely. Look, as long as you can walk away from this understanding that, you know, it's just much more interesting to talk about the things we disagree on than the things that we agree on.
Right. Right.
And this. You gave me some studying to do, and I really appreciate that, rather than just catching me flat-footed and that sort of thing. So this town is called Gurgaon?
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it either. But yeah, it's essentially an anarcho-capitalist town, as I would say. Like, India's having trouble like meeting the demands of its population, so corporations are moving in there and they're providing infrastructure. And in my opinion, they're doing a really crappy job.
They're doing a pretty good job in that they provide really nice buildings, right? Gorgeous buildings, lots of amenities, everything everybody wants. It's just that when the electricity doesn't work very well, and there is a town, there's a municipality that's sort of surround that is Gurgaon, but this. It just doesn't do anything. It is just so small that it's never grown. This is sort of an accidental city, and because of a lack of regulation in this particular area, and the these loopholes that allow the Indian government to use eminent domain on behalf of corporations. So none of that part is anarcho-capitalist. But for whatever reason, these big buildings are there, and those big buildings produce. They use water. They use electricity. They produce. Carbon dioxide and pollutants, and they produce poop. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the reason that I brought this to your guests' attention, because, Ian had always talked about on the show, that he always views his sort of vision of the future as being somewhat localized. He doesn't really see it happening at a national scale. I say this having listened for years. I don't know if you change that position, Ian. And since we're already operating in a system where there has been so many rights abuses in terms of property and the way that property is allocated, this seems like a pretty pretty much an anarcho-capitalist city, as it would exist in reality, even in the United States, all issues with eminent domain and such notwithstanding.
I think so there's some parallels. I would correct, and I'd say that there's some parallels that can be drawn, but in many cases, a lot of the problems stem from government intervention. I do think that many people who call themselves anarcho-capitalists or voluntarists or whatever will dodge issues that are related to the marketplace. And I don't intend to dodge them here. I think that it's a really interesting question. What's going to happen if a building, if there isn't sewage and cities grow organically?
Is there no sewage in this city?
Right. There isn't any sewage. No.
Well, kind of is. They're like essentially like sewage stations within these little complexes where the corporations have built office buildings and golf courses and stuff. But then they just put the sewage on trucks and essentially dump it in other areas in India where poor people live, and those people are forced to live in sewage, and there's no recourse for this because all of the policing and all the courts are private, and they're there to serve the corporations, and there's this disconnect between the areas that aren't part of Gargaon and the areas that aren't. And, like, India suffers from this. Different parts of it are also having issues with this, where corporations essentially own towns, and the people who aren't part of the corporation don't work there, aren't part of their family, don't benefit. Like, they're getting screwed.
Well, I mean, it's worth pointing out that governments are corporations, too. Right, so you have governments that are corporations.
Let's define our terms, though. So, yes, governments are corporations, but in this case, he's talking about private businesses that work with the government, the governments, and those. You know what they do is they get the benefits from the government. And I would point out, Chad, that there would be in an anarcho-capitalist world, there would be no benefits to get from the government.
I kind of agree with that statement, but the reality is they're essentially stronger in the governments because they have more money and more resources, and they can provide the infrastructure that the government can't. I don't necessarily think the government is serving them from everything I've read on this. There's a really good book on this topic called Capitalism, A Ghost Story. Highly recommend reading it. But my understanding of the economics here is that the corporations are so much more powerful and so much more apt to provide infrastructure in India that they're overpowering the state and basically setting up cities.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I would, I'd say one good Indian cop with a gun can stop somebody who's taking a truck out someplace and dumping a load of poo. If he catches them, they can drop it on their own property.
Then
no, they're not dumping it on their own property. That's the whole point. They're taking it off their property. Go ahead, Chad.
No, I'm just saying, why would they do that? They're going to dump it on other people's. Like, why would they dump it on their own property?
But what you're saying is the courts are run by the same corporation, and so therefore...
Yes, that's accurate. The courts and the policing are literally private agencies hired by these companies, so they turn a blind eye to this. And
so the security agencies don't have any control over. Well, they have some control. They basically don't care what happens outside of the compounds that they're built and paid to patrol. So. The private police aren't at issue here. What is at issue is that Gargaon, the municipality, or whichever surrounding municipalities is having sewage dumped, they don't have the policing structure.
There's no actual Indian courts that they can go to, have these issues worked on.
India is incredibly corrupt.
Yeah.
And hell yeah.
And this is one of the problems is that essentially with a state is it can be bought and paid for, and in this case it was.
I mean, you gave me this article, Mark, at TED.com that is about this. I mean, I think it would be helpful to actually have some information here rather than just talking generally about it. I don't know if you want to hang on for that, Chad, but I'd like to share that here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited here. You can dial in toll free, bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. You know, healthcare is all messed up in the United States. We need to have a healthcare system that focuses on health and not sickness. Of course, health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. And doesn't that incentivize illness instead of health? Well, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you need it, and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, you'll love the service and price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We've got Chad on the line in Sarasota, Florida, calling about a city called Gurgaon, I guess, or Gurgaon. Anyway, in India, and
it doesn't matter if we mess it up, just so long as we mess it up consistently.
There's a story over at TED.com about this. that asks the question, what happens when a city is managed almost completely by corporations, private corporations? Visit Gurgaon, India, a boomtown of millions, without a citywide system for water, electricity, or even public sewers. Now, you read that headline, and this is the first time you asked me to read it before the show, Mark. I just didn't have time. So I'm coming into this blind like all the listeners are as well. But...
Well, I'd like everyone to know I did my show prep.
You read that headline, and it makes it sound like, okay, well, this is the kind of the fear-mongering scare story that people who love the state would say, well, this is why we need the state. We need to have, because corporations are evil, and they're going to kill people, or they're going to make life hell if you actually had some sort of privately owned place. And so let me get into the story here. The city of Gurgaon, roughly a half hour's drive south of New Delhi, has survived without a functioning municipal government for roughly four decades. If the city of 2 million residents needs to pave a road or hire police, firefighters, or garbage collectors, a patchwork of private companies makes it happen. Or not. It's a weird place, says Shruti Rajalaplan, an economist at SUNY Purchase, who grew up a short drive away from Gurgaon. She co-authored with her colleague Alex Tabarrok a 2014 study of its strange inner workings. She says it shouldn't exist, theoretically, and yet the city is a magnet for India's middle class.
Turns out that if you reduce regulations and make it easier for people to open businesses, that they're all going to come, and they have.
The population has swelled by more than 1,600% over the past 25 years. She says people are just clamoring to move to Gurgaon, which raises an intriguing question, says the article at TED. Should other cities embrace Gurgaon's radical experiment in privatization? She explains why, despite its pitfalls, Gurgaon offers a strangely promising blueprint for urban development. An unplanned city could grow at astonishing speeds. In 1991, India's legislature passed a raft of economic reforms that opened sectors of the economy to foreign companies. At the time, Gurgaon was an unexceptional town of 121,000 people. Wow, that is a big growth, huh?
Yeah, it's huge.
Surrounded by vast tracts of fallow land. By regulatory quirk, the land around Gurgaon was managed by a single agency, the Chief Minister's Office in the state of Haryana, versus India's usual thicket of competing government agencies. It meant that developers' plans in Gurgaon could be approved in a matter of days instead of years. The result? Fast-track approvals for office parks, luxury condos, five-star hotels, and golf courses. Half of the Fortune 500 companies launched satellite offices in the city's gleaming high-rises.
Right. I mean, these sentences just keep on passing by, but the things that they say are amazing. Malls and golf courses, half of the Fortune 500 companies have offices there. These are incredible things to happen in a very short period of time.
Yeah, and I remember an article, John Stossel feature that he did about what it was like to open up a business in different parts of the world.
India was the worst.
And India was one of them. And, he didn't check every country, but he looked at a number
of the people that he did.
Yeah, he looked at a number of different places. And Hong Kong was like the best. It was super easy, like one form, you get your own business. U.S.
And now Hong Kong is basically a rock, out in the middle of the water there.
No natural resources.
Right. They basically have no natural resources. They are, a huge international financial hub simply because of a lack of regulation.
Correct.
And the location. So what's important is that you can have, there is a lack of regulation in lots of places around the world, but they aren't close to New Delhi. They aren't close to mainland China.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what sort of makes a difference is that business is going to run to the place where they can, be most free in a given geographic area.
Well, what he told, what Stossel said in his special was that when KFC wanted to open a restaurant somewhere in India, apparently they had to go, if I'm recalling correctly, they had to actually go in front of the entire legislature for that. So, normally
to open up a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, normally when you open up a business in the United States, there's some bureaucrats that stand in your way and you've got to beg them for permission for some sort of approval or variance or whatever. But they're usually located within the city that you're, planning on doing business. Apparently in India, you've got to actually go through some sort of federal approvals process. So that's, there's an incredible difficult time that people are having to jump through all kinds of hoops in order to actually open a business. So, yeah, if you can just go to this place, Gurgaon, and open your business in relatively short time. Go ahead.
I don't think that's actually what's happening here, though, because there is a lie. I read a study in George Mason. The link I sent Mark, I made the mistake of not framing my argument when I sent him the first link that I found on Google. But if you read the study in George Mason, what's happening is these companies are colluding, and they're essentially keeping everyone out except for their large corporations. And if you're not part of their system, like if you're not an employee there and you're not part of their family and you're not one of the people who are benefiting from those corporations, they will literally dump sewage in your streets. And I don't know why that's only worth one sentence in the TED article, because that's a big deal to me.
Yeah, that does sound like a big deal.
I think it's worth pointing out that it's not like dumping sewage in the middle of the street is something terribly unusual in India, right?
It's not. Yeah, that is true. But the point is that there's no recourse to those people. So they built this industry around the idea that there is a them and then the rest. And I feel like that's identical to the state in every way. And I feel like when we talk about the state and the elite class, in the state class in particular, we point out these kind of things. But when the market is doing it, we seem to think it's just somehow. At least a lot of folks do.
No, I wouldn't say that's just. I think that's terrible to dump sewage
it's
on
terrible,
somebody's property.
But the market's not going to provide a recourse because the people who are being damaged don't have any money.
Well, beyond that,
there's no competition yet for it.
There's no competition in cities. So the market doesn't really exist. This is a unique – I mean, again, I'm three paragraphs into this, so that's about all I know about it. But there is nowhere else these people can go that is also a private city that offers better amenities, that offers better property rights, a better
This is an issue
system.
Of competing cities,
Ian.
This is an issue of competing justice systems. There isn't a justice system that these people can go to that will allow them to have a voice against the wealthy.
Right, because this corporation or whoever's behind this city or the consortium of corporations isn't interested in allowing that. They've got a lockdown.
That's right,
on
because they don't want to compete. Like, this is the thing. When we talk about the market, we talk about the government providing all these evils. But corporations, they want government. It's in demand for them. They want to be protected. They don't want to compete. They want to keep poor people down because those people are a threat to them. So that's what they're doing here. And, like, that's what the market is providing.
Government is a way for big businesses to offset costs onto the, middle class. Basically, people with who aren't them. They're able to unload costs onto people. Let me get this, make this abundantly clear. So if you're talking about roads, why are roads there? Roads are to get you from your house to Walmart. What are cops there for? Cops are there to make sure that the big businesses and the governments in town are protected. Will they protect us? Sure, when they've got time. But, people that are politically connected are going to be able to work with their friends and, the brass, and they're going to make, and the brass is going to assign the police to do the work of those of the connected.
Chad, hang on. We can continue the discussion here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Would private cities be corporate hellscapes? It's Free Talk Live.
A website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Flu season is here. there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in, join us here. We're talking about corporate cities. Apparently there is such a thing. It's called Gurgaon in India, and it's been around for a few decades now, since 1991, where its population was 121,000. It is now about 2 million residents, and apparently it is mostly privately owned and managed by corporations that are not municipal corporations that are not governmental corporations, but just companies. And it's got its ups, it's got its downs, and we're talking about it with Chad, who's on the line with us from Sarasota, Florida, who brought this to our attention here tonight. Also, I want to let you know about our website, freetalklive.com. We've got archives. We've been doing the show for close to a decade and a half at this point. We just celebrated our 14th anniversary from when we were down in Sarasota, where Chad lives. It's where we started many, many years ago, back in 2002.
I've been listening all that time, man.
That's awesome. And if you want to get some of those old archives, you can just go to freetalklive.com. You can download as much of the show there as you like, more than you could probably humanly listen to in any decent amount of years. So it's all free for you over at freetalklive.com, where those other talk shows want to charge you for accessing their websites. So let me go on with some more of this story here from TED.com. So they're talking about how the city of Gurgaon has done relatively well. I mean, all things considered, there's a lot of people who are moving there. I mean, if it really truly was a terrible place to live, then why would it be attracting people? Maybe it's just bad, but it's still better than the rest of India? You know what I mean?
I don't think that's it.
No?
I don't think that's it. I think it's because people want to be part of the elite class because they have the most benefits, and it's the same reason that people become politicians and CEOs in this country.
But I'm looking at a picture of the city, and I presume it is, I'm presuming it's of Gurgaon. This doesn't exactly look like an elite picture here. I mean, there's like some shacks And no, the buildings in the background are not even completed. They're under construction.
Well, to some extent, this is the argument behind gentrification. The argument with gentrification is that we don't want rich people coming in driving up property values because that drives out poor renters of color, generally, is the idea, and that they have to go someplace else and that their families were, you know, say, grew up in this neighborhood or whatever. What that, you know, the other side of that is that somebody owns that property that that person rents, and that person who owns the property is, you know, seeing, you know, a benefit. Property owners tend to care about property. Renters tend not. Now, what's happening here is that people who are poor that aren't in the elite club are having you know, poop dumped on their streets by the rich.
Okay, but if that is if that's happening and it's happening often enough, don't you think that people would, you know, get a heads up at some point and say, hey, you know, if you're not ultra rich, or they're saying there's a lot of middle class people attracted here, if you're not middle class to rich, why would you even go to this place? You're going to get a bunch of crap dumped on your property.
These are people that have been here for, in all likelihood, for generations. And their homes are being pushed farther and farther out as the...
So you're saying they were in the 121,000 originally when the city started, and there have never been lower class people who've migrated there since then?
Or the lower class people are migrating there, and they're you know, working as maids and lawn care and these sorts of things, and they're not being taken care of by the companies. Now, look, Ian, I think what's important to point out here is that this is an incredible find that Chad has. This is essentially a private city, and if somebody would have called in and said, you know, if you make a private city, Ian, then the poor people are going to have poop dumped on their front lawn, you'd have been like, that's a ridiculous scenario, because that, I know, I've done the show
with
you.
Only the government would do that.
But in fact, the rich have built, you know, big, beautiful skyscrapers and malls and golf courses and everything, and they are, in fact, dumping poop on people's front lawns.
Is this really that different than the Industrial Revolution, which I know libertarians want to attribute to government, but I don't know why, because essentially the only law at that point was that you couldn't have slavery. But, like, you had people working in company stores. They were ostensibly slaves. They were paid in fake money. And the only reason that changed is because they essentially started blowing stuff up and making things uncomfortable to their employers, and then the laws changed. So the government... I'm an anarchist, and I use that in the academic sense. So my position that government is a complicated entity. It serves the powerful. It's wrong. It's bad. It's a power system. But it also is sometimes the only thing that protects poor people from the market, which I think is also a power system and insidious in a way. Like, I don't know why libertarians are so scared of this idea that maybe, just maybe, the market and the government aren't a dichotomy. Maybe sometimes they're friends. So, and I think this is a demand for state. Like, this is essentially a state at this point.
Oh, there's always a demand for state. Absolutely, there's a demand for state when it comes down to these things. But let me the contention I've made up to this point is similar to one that Marx made. And that contention is that what he said was, we moved from something to feudalism, feudalism to capitalism, from capitalism to socialism, from socialism, then the need for government would wither away and communism would come into play and it would be a worker's paradise, right? That was his solution. I'm willing to say that I don't know whether or not through the course of history a market, you know, a market-driven society was possible prior to the Industrial Revolution or about that time or whatever. But what I can say is that it is possible now to pare down to allow competition to government services, and in order to, you know, show us, you know, more freedom, more productivity, these sorts of things. So, you know, I don't know what the best solution is, but I know that when it comes to sewers, that a private company really could come up with a better solution here. And the articles are pretty clear that if these companies realize that if they had bigger businesses, as their businesses got bigger, they would create sewage treatment plants and these sorts of things. But currently, it doesn't make financial sense. The reason it doesn't make financial sense is because the municipalities and local governments in India aren't doing anything to prevent poop from being dropped in people's front lawn.
Well, look, right. If this had come up, you know, previously, and you had said, oh, these private companies are dumping crap on people's lawns, then that would tell me that whatever it is that this was not a true, you know, free market property rights respecting place. When we talk about the vision that, you know, most of us on this show, I don't want to speak for everybody here, but I think that most of the voluntarists on this show have, is of having a future where there's no coercive state and where people understand and respect property rights, and that there are multiple competing arbitrators to which one can go and, you know, have out whatever issues that might arise and disagreements that might arise between owners and property owners and, you know, people like that. If you were to tell me that somebody was dumping crap on somebody's land, then that tells me that there's a total failure of whatever concept of property rights these people have, which may be zero. So, no, this is not what I would envision for the future. But, again, just because you don't have a coercive government doesn't mean that you're going to have freedom places. And we've talked about that before, where you get rid of the coercive state, you can still have a private agreement where people who come into this private place will say, yes, I want to live in a place where my, you know, irises are scanned at every turn. I want to have, you know, men with machine guns standing on the corner providing us with security. You know, I want to have a wall outside of this place with barbed wire on the top of it and a moat surrounding the entire place to keep people out. You know, those places would probably exist. So, I mean, just because this one example has failed in certain areas.
I don't think it's failed. I think it's evolving.
I think it's evolving to an extent. But we're also, like, when you guys talk about property rights, you have a distinct separation between private and public. And I, as an anarchist, separate private, public, and personal. I don't really necessarily think that private property exists. The person who uses the property is the one who owns it. And to some degree, I don't think that we're going to be able to have freedom as long as we accept the sort of principle that if you have somehow purchased this, you're now the leader of it.
You said the person who uses the property is the one who owns it. Does that mean that if I walk away from my house and some guy breaks in and he's there, that he's using the property, so now he owns it?
Of course not. What I'm talking about is
that would mean that I have some sort of claim on the place that goes beyond my physical presence then.
It's kind of true, but what I'm talking about is giant companies can go in, buy up huge swaths of land, and now they own it, and they own all the resources there. And regardless of how they've gotten the money to purchase it, that's now theirs. As an anarchist, and a traditional anarchist at that, like, that's something that I don't accept is legitimate. The people who work for those companies, the people who live in that land, they're the ones who own it. And I think that that's something we should accept, you know, in terms of as the larger liberty movement as legitimate position and not something that's totally marginalized. And
so
I think
what you're saying is you don't believe that somebody who invests in their own company can actually own it because the people who they hire ultimately will be able to take it over from them?
That's a difficult position to take, and I don't really know if I can nuance it out on a radio show and like a soundbite, but the answer to your question would be no, but with some exception. But I do want to.
But you just said that the employees would own the piece of property.
I do think if you work at a factory, you should be the person who owns it. And I do think that employees
should. Well, there's a difference between should be and what is. Now, if you want to create an employee-owned company, there's nothing prohibiting you from doing that. But, you know, if you want to try to force companies to have that organization, then we got a problem.
Okay, but this is the thing. Like, you look at workers' rights in this country, and the only reason they ever developed, and the only reason that companies aren't dumping and poop in people's places now, and they're not living in corporate stores, is because they started blowing up their employer stuff. It's because they took ownership over their
Well, just because that's what happened in the 1800s doesn't mean that violence and destruction of property is an appropriate way to do things today. You can stand by if you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We got more to say about this. Plus, Vincent knows about some dumping, too. We'll talk about it.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.